He's going to hand it off to Ammons. He's going to bounce it to the left side. Touchdown, Pleasantville.
They're going to hand it off to Ammons, and he's going to keep the legs churning. He's going to fall across to the 34-yard line, and it's going to be enough for a Pleasantville first down.
It's not surprising to hear the name Dylan Ammons at Pleasantville football games on Friday nights. What is surprising is just how quickly that became the case. Last season, Ammons was listed as the backup running back on the Pleasantville depth chart. Despite being the backup, Ammons opened the season with a big performance against Linville Sully.
And it's a deep ball! Ammons catches it! Pleasantville is in the red zone! Parker Sheets with the big 50-yard completion to Dylan Ammons, who has shown up big tonight. Pleasantville leads 7-0 with 8:48, but it doesn't look like for much longer. They're going to give it to Ammons again. To the left side, puts his head down. Touchdown, Pleasantville! Dylan Ammons goes to work, and it pays off. The 4-yard touchdown puts Pleasantville ahead 13-0.
That night, Ammons had 144 total yards and a touchdown, and Trojans head coach Mac Jorth wasn't surprised by Ammons' quick emergence as a force out of the backfield and believed it set him up for bigger things to come.
You know, I think Dylan's the kind of guy who's ready at any time to go. He's confident in himself and his abilities and just wants the chance. So last year was just a great opportunity for him to get that chance he was wanting, so that was good. But what it gave him, like for every player, when you got the experience, when you get the games under your belt, it really helps to slow the game down and make it a little bit more understandable and make you a little bit more confident, a little bit more aggressive because you've been there and done that. So that's just the help it's been for him, and he just continued to build off that.
Speaking of those bigger things to come, Ammons is coming off the best game of his high school career. The senior accounted for just over 76% of the Pleasantville offense, running the ball 27 times for 158 yards and a touchdown, while also leading the team in receiving with three catches for 124 yards and two touchdowns. Despite his big night, Ammons couldn't take all the credit for his big game.
It feels good to have a lot of yards, but you can't always put all the yards on me. It all starts with the offensive line, all the receivers doing their jobs, and it's just 11-man team. We're all doing one job, so...
While that might sound like a cliche, the deflection of the spotlight is a perfect testament to the character and leader that Ammons has proved to be for the Trojans. Head coach Mac Jorth describes Ammons as a strong yet silent leader who lets his work ethic do the talking for him.
He's not a man that likes to use a lot of words, which I'm not trying to dog him. He's just a quiet guy and loves to go about his job of just working his butt off. And so he's shown us all what it looks like to work hard, be prepared, know what you're doing, and attack it with everything you've got. And so that's a great example to follow.
Ammons himself acknowledged that he's aware that he's more of a silent leader and said that he does what he can to help the team.
I hear that a lot from a lot of the coaches that I'm laid back and let all my work do the talking. I just go in the off season, go lift like we're supposed to as a football team, do what I can do to make myself better, and just people watching me just makes it feel awesome. And I have fun, but then I have fun to a certain extent. Like when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work.
Ammons' fellow captains Caleb Cook and Jonah Schumacher believe that his leadership is not only a great example for them, but for the entire team.
I think it's just, it's cool because he really doesn't have to say a whole lot and people still follow what he does. I mean, he is the definition of a leader who doesn't really have to say anything. He's always doing the right thing and he's always working hard. And he still knows when to have fun and joke around with people. But when it's time to be serious and work hard, he does that, and people see that, and they follow him.
Being kind of more, not a vocal leader, but doing the right thing and always having a positive attitude and not being negative to your teammates is something that all the younger kids should look up to, and even we can respect. I would just say it's a really good thing for younger kids to look up to and understand it's okay to not be in the spotlight and taking all the attention, and it's okay just to get in and do your stuff, but make sure you're bringing the other people along with you when you're doing that.
While he's not one for the spotlight, Ammons took center stage with the previously mentioned big game against Interstate 35 last week. His head coach and fellow captains said that it was great to see all of that hard work behind the scenes pay off with a big performance in the first win at the new Pleasantville Stadium.
He's put in a lot of work, he's invested a lot in it, so it's neat to see that kind of payoff for a guy who deserves it.
It's just pretty cool to see all of the hard work that you guys put in together finally pay off and kind of see everybody benefit from it. Like one group does one thing good and so he gets to benefit off that. He does something good, other people get to benefit. It's just cool to see everybody working together to accomplish one big thing.
Yeah, I would say it's really exciting, and it's really awesome to be a part of a group that we're all excited for other people's success. Dylan's really deserving of a performance like that, and it's really awesome to see everybody benefit from one good performance, but everybody coming together for the performance as well.
Although the career night for Ammons in week two was a great way to get Pleasantville back to 500, the senior knows there's a lot of season left and says that those types of results don't just happen on Friday nights. They start on Monday or even earlier.
It all just starts with the practice. If we have good practices and we all know what we're doing and stuff like that, we all can produce these big games coming at us, and then people like me or my receivers or Jonah, my other running back, can have big games like that.
Reporting on Pleasantville senior running back Dylan Ammons for KNIA, KRLS Sports, and Football Friday Nights, I'm Tyler Crabb.